During these difficult times, we understand how important it is to stay healthy and safe. With so many of us confined to our homes and not being able to work, we feel the financial burden more than ever. Many folks lost their jobs and businesses. Others were furloughed, and some are working from home at reduced pay. Keeping up with your bills is not easy under these circumstances. If you have credit card debt and cannot keep up with your monthly payments, we at Debt Fix Pros are here to help. Give us a call to see how we can reduce your interest rates and lower your monthly payments. Protect your credit and let us help you find a solution that fits your needs. We, your friends at Debt Fix Pros, are here to help. Let us take care of your credit card debt so you can focus on what is really important. Call for a free phone consultation at 1-800-781-6764. That's 1-800-781-6764. 1-800-781-6764. United we stand. 1-800-781-6764.
Welcome back to Into Tomorrow. I'm Cameron Graveline, the real brains behind this operation.
What?
So if you have a tech question, ask Dave so he can ask me. Call 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or use the free Into Tomorrow app. Call in. Win stuff. Thank you.
And thank you. Why doesn't he say Ask Pepe? Because that's what he calls me.
Well, because the whole thing with the show for years hasn't been Ask Pepe. It's Ask Dave.
Oh. All right. So he's actually being very smart about it.
Yes.
Ask Dave so he can ask me.
Yeah.
Which is funny because oftentimes we do. He's only 10, but like most other young kids, they know more about tech than we do.
Yeah.
And we've been hosting this show for 27 years.
Yeah.
And Cameron's only been on the earth for 10.
Uh-huh.
He still knows more about all this stuff, especially anti-social media.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by our podcast partner, Blueberry Podcasting. With their advanced podcast hosting plans, you also get a free WordPress site to grow your podcast.
Woohoo!
Start your free trial at blubrry.com.
Greg in Manchester, Tennessee, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. You should, too. Available wherever you get your podcasts. We're everywhere. Hey, Greg.
Trying to get out of my expensive Verizon cell phone service, and I noticed this one called Mint Mobile. And then there's one called Visible, but I believe that's by Verizon. And I'm trying to see, do you know if Mint Mobile is what network they use? Because, you know, I think there's three carriers out there, and I'm trying to see if the Mint Mobile will, you know, it's going to save me some money. But I'm just trying to see what network they might be using. And if you ever suggest those third-party carriers, thank you.
Well, Greg, first of all, Mint Mobile is owned by Deadpool.
Well, the guy that played Deadpool.
Yeah, that would be Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yes.
I love his commercials, and he creates this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he also own a whiskey brand and some other stuff?
Yeah,
but
something like that.
He has a lot of fun with advertising. But to answer your question, Mint runs on T-Mobile's network, including their 5G network. You should have decent coverage nationwide, but keep this in mind, that MVNOs, which are mobile virtual network operators, are less expensive for a reason. Your data will be considered low-priority traffic on their network. Now, that's not necessarily a terrible thing, but it does mean that your speeds will be slower and your connections may be dropped if the network is busy, because in this case, T-Mobile's concern is for their own customers.
Yeah, in other words, the 5G network likely won't feel like 5G for you. But then again, you'll probably be paying half of what you'd be paying T-Mobile directly, so it might still be worth it, depending on your usage patterns and how busy the network gets where you live. The big caveat with third-party carriers, if you can live with that, they definitely can save you some money.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people are on, again, one of those third-party carriers, the MVNOs, if you will, and are quite happy with it. So if you don't mind being throttled down a little slower, if you're using not very much data and you don't care if you have to wait a few extra seconds, go for it. So, Greg, let us know what you end up with, because it'll help other listeners all the way into tomorrow.com.